Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, Indian stories. First, from Laytonville, Ed Downing, born 1901.
Laytonville wasn't a rough town. It was pretty quiet. But they would have trouble on the reservation every once in a while when the Indians would have a little too much whiskey. One time one Indian cut another Indian across the abdomen and just let his entrails hang out. And the people around there took him and washed the wound and cleaned it up and sewed it back up, and he survived. He must have been a pretty tough Indian. Old Cabacer Jim was his name, Jim Cabacer. Then one time years ago, the Indians come in from the east, and they stole a lot of horses in the valley. Well, the folks got up a band of men and tracked the Indians all the way from Eel River, and they caught up with them where they were camped. They caught them on Bloody Run Creek. And that is how the creek got its name, Bloody Run, because they said that the river in that creek was just red with blood for miles down there. There was a bluff there, and the people were shooting the Indians as they went over the bluff, and they would fall back into the stream. No white people were killed, but there were about 15 or 20 Indians, I think. Well, the Indians had driven off with all the horses and shot arrows into the milk cow's bags just for meanness. And from Ukiah, Pomo Chief Doc. Children, your fathers roamed these hills and valleys in freedom. There was plenty of deer in the forests and fish in the streams. There was plenty for all. There were no white men from the land of the sunrise to draw lines upon the ground and say that the land was all theirs. The white man says, all you can see is his. We brothers know that this is not true, but we cannot dispute with the powers that are against us. We must submit. Who has driven the game away? The white man. Who has taken our lands and made slaves of us? The white man. When the long rain comes, we will be hungry. Does the white man care? The white men are as the trees for numbers, but we are few. Be patient. For though our people vanish as the sea fog before the morning sun, we must not complain, for the Great Spirit fights for the pale face. Our freedom is gone. Let us accept our fate as only brave men can. The white man says we must not steal, that we must not steal a blanket, that we must not steal a coat. You must not steal at all. But he has stolen everything from us. And from Potter Valley, Harry Hopper. I think this is a little out of my line. This is something that I wasn't cut out for. I always considered myself a better listener. But this little story is one that has always puzzled me. We had here the oldest Indian that I knew. Now, that was back in the 19th century yet. He was really, I thought, an old man. Of course, I was a little shaver, about 5 or 6 years old, but I remembered him as an awful old-looking Indian. He hardly had any teeth, and he wouldn't sit in a chair. He would sit on the corner of the porch. Now, I was little enough to be a little bit scared of what they called wild Indians, so I hung on to my mother's apron and listened to this story. I heard him tell it twice. He'd take a stick and break it up and put it on the porch beside him, break it up in 5 pieces. This story he told was that there were 2 Chinamen that drifted into this rancheria that was up above our old home back of Hopper's Corner up the canyon. They'd go up for the winter months because this was all underwater in the valley in the winter time. Hardly any river at all. The streams just came down and spread out over the valley. So they moved to the foothill in the winter, and up there on that foothill these 2 Chinamen drifted in there. Well, they didn't know how they got there or anything about it, and of course the Indians were, well, they were a little bit spooky, you know. They thought that For sure, those Chinamen were devils with long pigtails and all that chatter, so they tied them up to stakes and burned them. And this old Indian told this story, and he would break up those five sticks there, and he would say, "This is my father, this his father, this his father, this his father, this his father." So there were six generations there. So I've always wondered, who discovered this country? You've been listening to Indian Stories.
To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.